Joe Lacob has joined us on Sports Byline USA. We're going to be talking about his ownership of the Warriors and about what he sees as his vision for basketball with the Golden State Warriors, because this was a franchise that was downtrodden. And, Joe, I'm always interested in ownership groups, and you and Peter Guber have come together. And Peter is the master. He has an entertainment background. He knows promotion and marketing and all of that. Tell me what makes for a good ownership group. What was it about Peter Guber and Joe Lacob that works?
This is one of the things that I did learn from my days as a venture capitalist starting companies. It's very important to architect not only the company or the team, you know, the personnel, but also the ownership group, if you will, the investor group. Because at the end of the day, and Jerry West told me this when I was recruiting him, he said, ownership really matters a lot. And I think in sports, ownership does matter a lot. And so putting together the group that I was going to work with to help make this successful was very, very important. Peter Guber is very different from me. He's very complimentary. He has skills and understands things that I don't understand. He's produced, I don't know how many movies, 50 Oscar nominations. He's a creative genius. I don't know those things. I don't. It's not what I'm expert in. And so I think that having a complimentary group of owners, and we brought together some others in the ownership group that are also very complimentary, from Facebook, from private equity firms, from, you know, a variety of different places, people that could contribute in ways that I and Peter couldn't contribute. And that whole, bringing together that group is very, very important to build what we want to build over a long period of time.
You know, my view of the ownership group of what I know you and Peter is the fact that you are the fundamentalist. You understand the nuts and the bolts and the operational aspect. And while I think Peter does to some degree, his magic is creating magic almost in a sense. Am I correct in the observation?
I think you are. I think he is all about, you know, fan experience, all about the show. And that is part of what we do. I'm not from show business, nowhere even close, but he is. And I think that we're so well matched in that regard. We think so differently, and yet we have such a common vision and such a common goal that it's a wonderful, wonderful partnership.
Why does Joe Lacob and Peter Guber own this team? And what I mean by that when Chris Cohen was ready to sell this team, there were others, and it was Larry Ellison was rumored to be the top guy. There was a billionaire from Texas and everything. What was it that you guys did that ultimately ended up with the Warriors being in your hands?
Well, I'll be humble a little bit and say we got lucky. but on the other hand, I think the real simple truth is that we were very, very determined. We really wanted to do this, and we knew this was our moment. This was our chance. For me, I believe in local ownership, and I really thought it was important to, when you get the opportunity, to buy your local team. Also, we also both thought that this was a tremendous opportunity, an incredible incredible fan base. And probably, I guess most people would tell you that this was an underdeveloped organization, underdeveloped opportunity. So I think we thought it was a great time to do it. We went after it as hard as we could. We were very specific about how we went about the bidding process. We stayed in it all the time. We did our diligence. We knew it would come down at the end to us sort of being quiet and probably a very large competitor. And we had to think of a way that we could possibly beat him and get the team, and we managed to do it.
Most times you try to pay value what the team is worth, but in this particular case, you're talking about a franchise that was underachieving, and yet you paid the highest price ever for an NBA team. What type of justification did the ownership group use to do that?
Well, Ron, I think that it may have been the highest price paid for a team, but it certainly isn't the highest valued team. There are other teams that just haven't sold for a long time that certainly would sell for substantially more, in fact. So I think that we understood that. It's not that we were paying the highest price ever and would always be the highest price ever. We could see on the horizon what this could be worth. We looked at the pieces, the components. We said, wow, San Francisco Bay Area market, great fan base, draw very well, have not been successful on the court and yet draw well. A lot of underachieving, you know, local TV media deal, underachieving in other aspects. And we said there's a lot of room for improvement here as a business and on the court. And so we didn't view it as that expensive of an acquisition.
So this was not an ego buy by the owners. This was a truly business decision that you felt that there was an upside to.
Well, I think ego would be the wrong word, but certainly, we both emotionally wanted to do this. We wanted to own a
team. Vanity, a better word?
you could call it whatever you want. We wanted to own a team, no question. And that, look, life's about making money, but life's frankly more about, as I said before, getting there, having fun, and doing something really good, if not great. And we thought we could do something really great with this team and this organization. We could turn it around, make it something really special. We could have a lot of fun in the process. And if we happen to get richer, that's fine.
You know, you think about the courtside seats. They're pretty expensive courtside seats that you have right now for what you paid for the team. Let me move on a little bit. You mentioned about the fan experience, the Golden State Warrior fans. What is it that you and Peter have talked about as far as making – what is the fan looking for today as far as an experience?
Well, the fan wants to be entertained. And I think the fan in this area may want something a little different than fans in other areas. This is a very tech-savvy group of fans. And I think that we want to provide them with a very technologically advanced experience, for one thing. We want to provide them with a Hollywood entertainment experience, for another. We want to provide them with a winning basketball team. And probably most importantly of all that, what's the big word right now in the Valley here? It's social media. What is this all about? It's really about being part of something. We all, Peter, me, I was a fan too, you know, for 20 years with the Warriors. We all want to be part of something. Something good, something that creates goodwill, something that we can all share as an experience. And so making this a successful franchise, a successful place that we all come together and root on our team and turn this into something great, win a championship, that's what it's all about. So that social media thing, again, is very important. That social network, if you will.
Joe, how much of that fan experience is the W's and the L's? I mean, I always find it fascinating. People get excited when a team wins. They get down when it loses. But you're not going to win every game, and you're not going to always have a winning season. So what part of that in the ultimate experience of success is that?
Well, if Peter were here, he might have a little bit different answer than me. He would say he'd go on about how important it really is to have this great experience and so on. I'm going to answer it a little bit differently. I want to win. We want to win. And Peter wants to win, too, don't get me wrong. So I think, look, it's important to have a great time. The Warriors have actually delivered a pretty good time for fans for a long time. That's why they keep coming back. They enjoy it. But it's not enough. We need to win. We want to win, and we will win.
You already have a championship ring as being an owner of the Boston Celtics, and you had a chance to look at that organization and what it took to build a championship team. Now, you take over a franchise in the Golden State Warriors that was underachieving. What did you find once you got in the door, had a chance to look at the franchise, and what do you think it's going to take to build a championship team?
Wow. A tough one to answer in a short period of time.
We got all the time.
I will tell you that it was probably the single busiest and most challenging year from a business perspective of my life. And I've had some pretty big challenges. But this was an unbelievable experience the last 12 months. We got in there. We knew we had some great assets, some great fan base, as we have mentioned. But this organization needed a lot of work. There's reasons why the Warriors haven't won for a long time. And so we have had to go through that organization very carefully, look at everybody, give everybody a fair evaluation, and change virtually everything about that organization. The culture being job one, but the people in, you know, to a large extent, job two. There were a lot of people that are very good people, and they're still there. And then others that we had to bring in to supplement. And if you're going to be great, you have to have great people, because that's what it's all about. You can do whatever you want. You can put as much money you want into an organization. It doesn't matter if you don't have great people.
It's interesting. You mentioned about changing the culture. When a coach takes over a team that's lost, the first thing I always hear out of them, we got to change the attitude. Culture and attitude is interchangeable. Define that a little bit more for me.
Well, I think there's something about being proud of your organization, performing at the highest standard, never settling for less than the highest standard, that perhaps didn't exist in this organization before. And I think now everyone understands we are all in this together. We all have a common purpose, a common drive, which is to make greatness. And we are dedicated. I mean, I get shivers just talking about it right now. We are all about winning as an organization. I don't mean just on the court. I mean winning as an organization. We want to be great. We want to succeed. We hired a coach, Mark Jackson, who I think exemplifies that perfectly. He is just a fantastic human being, a great leader. We needed that. We've gone through the rest of the organization, brought in Rick Welts, who I think is probably the single best president in the NBA. Most people would tell you that. Obviously, I hired him. We hired him. We must think that. But Rick Welts is a fantastic person at what he does. We brought in Jerry West, who is, over the last five decades, clearly, if not the single greatest icon in the NBA at so many different levels, coaching, playing, general manager, everything. He's amazing. So again, one right down the line, just bring in the very best people you can. Bob Myers, I think the finest young executive in sports management, we brought in to be the assistant general manager, and has a skill set that we didn't have. So it's just about going through the organization at every level, every single person, basketball and business, and say, how can we be the best here in this spot? And then best in this spot, then best in this spot. And guess what's going to happen at the end of the day? We're going to be the best.
You know as well as I do, there's two approaches for ownership when it comes to professional sports franchises. There's the Mark Cuban approach, and then there is the hands-off type of approach. How do you see your role as an owner evolving, say, in 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, I'm probably more like Mark Cuban than I'd like to admit, and less like some others. I just don't know how to do it without being very involved. And I think that I think hands-on any business, not just basketball business, any business, it takes being a hands-on owner, a hands-on manager to make it work. So, you know, I left the venture capital business. I still have some boards I serve on, but basically 25 years of a great firm and great experiences. And I said, all right, that chapter's closed. Now it's time to do this one 100%. And that's what it takes.
How well do you deal with frustration?
I do get frustrated. I'm very emotional, but I bounce back very quickly. I guess it comes from it comes from not having much when you're a kid, I guess, to some extent, and striving for greatness, striving for achievement. I'm just all about getting to the next level, and, you know, now, and I'll probably always be that way. And I think our organization is filled with a bunch of people that we recognize those kinds of qualities in as well. Peter Guber's very much this way as well. So I think it's an organization filled with a bunch of people like Peter, like me, that really want to do great things.
We only have 2 minutes left, but I want to ask you a question because you're a basketball player. You played this game. You play a couple of times a week as it is. When you look at these athletes and see what they can do, what is it that you as a basketball player can appreciate about what they do?
I guess I've just played enough and been around enough that I think I can recognize it when I see it. But I also know what I don't know. And I think Peter would tell you the same thing. We know what we don't know. So you have to bring in great people that know more than you. And Jerry West is a perfect example of that. Larry Riley and Bob Myers. I think we have great people on the basketball side that can evaluate things better than we can. But playing helps. It's not something that, you know, I've not done before. I still play. I play every Tuesday and Friday morning at 7 a.m. until something gives out, which hopefully doesn't happen soon. I'm going to continue to do that.
But, I mean, when you watch a guy out there in a court do something that you just kind of shake your head with, I mean, you can appreciate it because you've played this game to some degree of expertise. I mean, so.
Yeah. I can appreciate that I probably was never able to do almost any of those things. All I do is shoot threes from the outside. But, I do. And I've watched, you know, my kids grow up and play, and I've been to a lot of AAU tournaments over the years. I've been a Stanford college basketball fan courtside for almost 30 years. Watched a lot of college basketball and a lot of pro basketball. So I guess, you know, it's like anything else. You learn by seeing.
In about 30 seconds, how important will it be for you to maintain this job being fun for you?
How important will it be?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very important. If you're not having fun, then there's no point. And I used to say when I was in the venture capital business at, you know, one of the world's great venture capital firms, I had one of the greatest jobs in the world. And I did. I now think I have a better one. Because this one is my hobby, too. It's your hobby and your job all in one. That's, like, hard to beat.
I want to thank you, Joe, for coming into the studio and also talking so candidly about your passion for the game and also your passion for the Golden State Warriors. You've taken over a franchise that was troubled, and you and Peter Guber and your other partners have certainly started to build this thing into something very, very special. And I want to thank you very much for coming in and sharing your time with us.
Well, Ron, thank you very much for having me here.
Joe Lacob with us. We're going to take a break here. Come back on the other side as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.